The next day, Mort Hinton was with his boys. They climbed higher on the hill, cutting the briars and brush and tree branches and stacking them neatly into piles. Finn and I pruned our trees. "I'll say one thing for the Hintons," Mom said. "They're good workers."
"When they don't throw rocks," Finn said.
On the fourth day, my guineas flew across the valley where the Hintons were clearing land.
"Get these guineas back on your side of the valley," Mort Hinton yelled.
I didn't want to put my guineas in the hen house, but I had to. I knew Mort Hinton would kill them. Each day that early March, rain or sunshine, four Hintons cleared land on their side of the valley, and Pa, Finn, and I cleared on our side. One day, a Hinton boy hollered at us,
"You can't clear as much land as we can."
"Don't answer him," Pa said.
But we found ourselves trying to do more work than the four of them. When April came and the Hintons had finished clearing the hill and had burned the brush, Mort Hinton started plowing the new ground. The next day, my guineas got out again and flew across the valley to the plowed ground. Mort Hinton caught two of them. The others flew back home when he tried to catch them. Then he yelled across to where we were plowing our new ground and told us what he had done.
"I feel like taking a gun and shooting him," I said.